we're moving now from the flow of time and your connection to time to the issue of defiled time. And time functions pretty much like land in the sense that it's a battery. So time will absorb spiritual and emotional input, so to speak. So time can be defiled and it can be sanctified both. We're going to be looking at defiled time right now. We'll look at sanctifying time next. It can be done on a personal level, like your own personal timeline can become defiled. And you will find that there are certain days of the week or of the month or of the year that you dread, maybe months, maybe a particular time of the year, because it seems like there is something bad that happens every time or every instance in which that time comes around. It is very likely that the time itself is defiled, and it is bringing defilement with it that causes that defilement to be released into your life, and a lot of times attracts other kinds of defilement to it. Now, one of the things that we have to understand about time is that even though we think of it sequentially like a continuum flowing forward, it's actually cyclical. Time repeats itself. So even though you are living a new day today, the time of this day occurred last year at the same time, and the year before, and the year before, and the year before. And that's part of the dynamic that time is able to carry things with it, be defiled or be sanctified, because you are investing in it at some level again every time it comes around. Think of Christmas, for example. Now, Christmas is one of those that is kind of loaded because there are people who love Christmas and there are people who have had so much brokenness happen around Christmas that they don't like it too much. But in either case, you are seeing the effect of time. For those who love it and invest in it, and it's a time of goodwill and of Jesus' birth, and it's all of these good things, it's almost like Christmas. You anticipate it, you're excited about it, and good things happen for you at that time, and it's just a good season of your life. Year after year after year, at Christmas time, you have invested more good emotions, more good spiritual input, more good deeds, or whatever the case may be, that causes that to grow. On the flip side, if it's a defiled time for you and you crawl in a hole at the end of November and don't come out till the beginning of January, every year seems to stack on to that season more trouble, more pain, more family issues, more misunderstandings, more whatever. And so year after year after year, that time window builds and the defilement on it grows. So time seems to flow in our minds. We think of it as flowing forward, but it is actually flowing. The actual time that passes is flowing in a cycle. And that, like I said, is why we have that dynamic of it being able to hold something, either a defilement or something sanctified. It also happens on a national level. There are historical days that carry weight for the entire nation. And those can be used positively or negatively even. In fact, our government, the United States government, has on more than one occasion chosen days that were pivotal in decision-making processes in World War II. Unfortunately, a lot of them have been on the negative side. So there is a choice. We're going to make this particular decision on this day because Adolf Hitler did this particular thing on that day also. And so there is an intentional use of the defilement that is riding on that time to create some other kind of defilement. There are days of the year where bad things happen. I can't remember. I think it's the 9th of Av, but I might be wrong. But So there is a particular day for the Israelites and the nation where things happen. You can look at their history and find time after time after time, something catastrophic happened on that day. That is a highly defiled day in their particular national timeline. Doesn't necessarily happen to the rest of the world, but for them, it is defiled. So on a personal level and on a national level, this can be the case. So we have this issue of time being defiled, and it's something that we need to be thinking about and be aware of, especially if there's things that have come to your mind that you think, oh yeah, I can think exactly what day that is or what month that is, for you to go through the process of cleansing that time and removing the defilement off of it so that it is no longer carrying that package of defilement on it. And cleansing time is very much like the process of cleansing land. You identify the issue, whether you know what it was. What was it that originally defiled that time? Maybe something you did or something of an ancestor. It might be discernment that God gives you. You repent for that sin that caused the defilement to be there. Then you ask the blood of Christ to cleanse and reject the unclean spirits and things that are attached to that time. And then you ask God to restore the fullness of time of that day, the things that were devoured over all these past years. One of the things that you can ask for God freely in any situation like this is for compensation, that all these things that the devil has devoured from you over all these years, you can ask God to compensate you for it in whatever way he wants to, and to restore the fullness of time on that day or in that month or whatever the defilement is for you. So defiled time is something that we want to be aware of so that we can deal with it, and not only in our personal lives, but if God has given you an assignment to your community or even to your nation, to explore how to, you know, what kind of strategy he may want you to use to cleanse the defilement that was on that time.
This recording was done by Megan Keldecourt from Beyond the Horizon. If you would like to see some of her other teachings, please visit www.gobeyondthehorizon.com or call 714-345-8692.